Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, all the way from Manhattan in New York. Adrian, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Abs. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic, except for the blocked nose. I've had a blocked nose now. I've had a blocked nose now for the last...
I can hardly tell.
Oh, yes. I did well. Thank you.
Oh, you do an excellent job.
Listen, getting to the United States, Adrian, Trump, the latest.
Yeah, so sure. As we all know, as images of Syrian children gasping and convulsing from Douma, Syria, spread around the world, U.S. President, or our President, Donald Trump, and other international leaders denounced the Syrian regime for their alleged role in the suspected chemical attack. Now, President Trump described the attack as sick and actually criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iran for supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Trump also threatened that there would be, quote, a big price to pay, unquote, for the deaths. Now, the Syrian government and its key ally, Russia, vehemently denied involvement in Saturday's attack. Instead, they accused rebels in Douma of fabricating the chemical assault claims in order to hinder the army's advances and provoke international military intervention. Well, they could get international military intervention from the U.S. At least there's rumbling about it here. I have a clip for you of Senator Susan Collins of Maine. She sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and she's talking about the options that the U.S. has.
This attack with chemical weapons, which are banned by international conventions, is absolutely horrific, and as your video indicates, was aimed at civilians in Syria. Last time this happened, the president did a targeted attack to take out some of the facilities. That may be an option that we should consider now. But it is further reason why it's so important that the president ramp up the pressure and the sanctions on the Russian government, because without the support of Russia, I do not believe that Assad would still be in office.
So we'll see what happens this week. Now, as you may remember, just last week, President Trump was talking about pulling out of Syria. There were questions about whether, you know, his statements about pulling all 2,000 troops that are currently in Syria out, whether that provoked this attack, and generally the sentiment is not so, but there are calls for him to severely curtail any sort of kind words or support for Russia.
Okay, moving from Russia and going back once again to Washington, Mark Zuckerberg. 1 minute you are flying high, the next all the pressure is on your shoulders.
Right. So, yeah, a year ago, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was widely suspected of nurturing a presidential bid. Now, instead, he's been summoned to Washington to testify on Tuesday before a joint session of the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees, then Wednesday before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Now, legislators want to know how Facebook allowed 87 million users' data to be obtained and exploited by Cambridge Analytica to sway voters. That stripped billions from the social network's value, and it's making Zuckerberg's answers all next week more critical. So we'll see what he has to say. You know, I know people who are taking pictures of their children off Facebook and putting it on a social networking site called Tiny Beans, of all things, because they're afraid that their children's data and faces and photos are going to be sold. Nobody knows. It's kind of a bit of a free-for-all here, seems like.
And talk to me about women candidates setting records. What's this about?
A record 309 women are vying for congressional seats, eclipsing the previous record of 298 set in 2012. Now, that could be seen as a little bit of, a Trump bump, because many of them are citing the president's election and his the way he conducts himself in office as reasons for running. The jumps also seen as an outgrowth of the Women's March, and many candidates are aiming to help the Democrats capture 23 seats in the lower chamber of the House of Representatives and take over the majority. Now, first up is a physician named Haral Tibernini, who aims to flip Arizona's solidly red 8th district in May's special election against State Senator Debbie Lesko in a race that will add a congresswoman either way, but it depends on Democrat or Republican. But the Democrats are getting closer and closer to winning over Capitol Hill, and if they do that, then that will just render Trump virtually a lame duck.
And shall we say, maybe, just maybe, he's gone out in a blaze of glory. Tiger Woods, it was lovely seeing him play some good golf.
I don't think he's gone for good, though, Ab. So after struggling with debilitating back pain that threatened to shut down his career, Tiger Woods seemed to enter this year's Masters, which is his first appearance at the Masters since 2015, a happy, rehabilitated man, just glad to be playing. So he probably took the first round a little bit lightly, but more than two decades since he conquered the sport, as the tournament concluded on Sunday, the 42-year-old athlete definitely juiced the TV ratings, but he shot 3 under 69, on Sunday to finish at 1 over for the tournament. His second round on Saturday was not that great. But he has not finished. He finished sort of, I think he was 32nd, around thereabouts. And he said after he had a grinding preparation that put him at 3 tournaments in 4 weeks with a pair of top 5 finishes, he plans to take a break and, quote, put away the clubs for a while, but then probably come back for the rest of 2018. So probably out for a few weeks, 4 to 5 or so. In his place, Patrick Reed, a 27-year-old Texan known for his unapologetic playing style and comments, he won his first Masters. So he wore his first green jacket.
Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly, we're looking forward to chatting with you on Wednesday.
Definitely. Talk to you then.
Sure. Thank you so much to you listening at home. Adrian Bruni, all the way from the United States, giving you the latest updates coming from the United States.